The plots at the International Community Garden are packed tightly together. The plants are tall and thick, and walking in between the plots feels like you're wandering through a labyrinth. The garden was built several years ago by a consortium of churches for refugees who live in the neighborhood. But the refugees, who are from Bhutan and Myanmar, are not here today to work in their plots because it's too windy and cold. They've come here this morning to tell me about their garden. Pampa Kanal from Bhutan explains what she cooks from her harvest from her family's plot. Beans go well with the vegetables.
I eat like beans and chili and radish, potato, tomato.
There are 58 plots here and each is 10 by 10. The produce harvested is shared by each family, sometimes up to 8 people. Ramsin Biso, like a lot of the Bhutanese immigrants here, spent 15 to 20 years in Nepal as a refugee before coming to the United States.
In Nepal, I have a big plot and big garden, and we're working, but here we have a small garden, but it's enough for us. It helps us to go for the grocery. It's fresh and good vitamin for us.
A small garden may be enough for Ramsin because the refugees come here for other reasons aside from just tilling the dirt.
People from many countries we have here, community to work here, and we help each other and we see it, which have.
The garden is only open for work certain days of the week, but a lot of the refugees come every day just for the sense of community. They've built their own serenity garden with tables and benches and flowers in the shade where they can talk and look over their plots of produce.
One thing that's not very well known is that this group and the group of Myanmar refugees had about 3 suicides during their first couple of years here.
That's Bob Pooler. He is the coordinator for the International Garden. He says it can be especially hard for older refugees who don't speak the language, don't understand the culture, and can't find a job.
So this garden really grew out of the awareness that we had people that were depressed, sitting in their apartments looking at 4 walls, not understanding how a microwave worked, what a refrigerator was all about. So we started this as a way to give them a place to go and get out of the apartments, and it's done exactly that. I like to refer to it as the country store of the neighborhood. It's a place for them to gather.
And for the Bhutanese in Myanmar, putting their hands in the dirt reminds them of home. They come from agrarian societies. Jean Babishwa from Bhutan speaks for her friends.
I like garden more because I have a lot of garden in Nepal. We work in garden. We like garden.
They're very generous with their food. If they're here when they're harvesting, they will gather a bag and they will come and insist that we take some with us.
And an added benefit, Pooler says, he's learned a lot about gardening from the refugees. He considers them the experts. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio.